And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Mark Lawrence here. Rob Center is on the other side of the glass, and we're a rare opportunity here today. We usually only get to do two interviews during this hour, but we're going to do three because I'm so glad that one of my good friends, Peterson Toscano, is here. Wears a thousand hats out there, so I'm not going to list them all, but I'll tell you what, one of the hats he wears is that he's a great member of our community. He's back in Sunbury, spent some time in South Africa, and is back, and is going to be telling us about Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated, which easily he recognizes as a group that just needs some leadership and some pushing and some outreach, and but it's doing super good work. Every once in a while, I get to run into Slade Schreck, and so I know he and Jody Auker are making sure that things happen there. So, Peterson, welcome back. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mark. It is so great to be here, and it's great to be back in Sunbury. I was away for almost 2 years, and I have to say I missed it terribly, and the town is looking better than ever, and there are many more food options than ever, too.
Yeah, isn't that something? There's been a we're so glad to say that you can walk downtown and you got choices to go to. Saturday night, you have options in the meal department. Yeah, a lot of good places, and I hope a lot of people avail themselves of those. Well, let's talk about Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated. You are a volunteer with the group.
That's right. Yeah, I've always loved what they've done. I volunteered at the Lake Augusta beer and wine event, which is a great thing to volunteer for because you get to hang out there for the day and get to meet lots of people and have some beer. But they are really taking off with the Performing Arts Center there at the Albright Center, Chestnut and Fifth. And they've started with a storytelling series. Now, a lot of performing arts centers, they'll bring in big names, you know, cultural events from all over the place, which is a fine thing. That's wonderful. But what SRI is doing, they're also elevating local musicians, regional acts, to just kind of recognize that we have our own culture here that's very special. I mean, just this week was Donut Day.
Well, that's global, but
no,
anyway.
It doesn't happen in most places around America. And so there are these things. So this Sunday will be the second of the storytelling events. Van Wagner, who's a singer-songwriter, local historian, a high school teacher, he grew up in this area. He did coal mining, he did forestry, and he writes songs. It's amazing to hear these songs about where we live. And he'll be performing live and telling stories this Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m.
All right. Well, fantastic. And I think Van Wagner, lots of folks know him. I follow him on social media. He said that he's going to visit all the tallest trees in Pennsylvania in each county. He's going all over the place to climb in the tallest trees. Well, he put this on his Facebook.
Wow,
so, yeah, you'll have to check this out. Yeah, great, great teacher in Lewisburg,
I believe, is where he's
teaching. So, all right. So Van Wagner's going to be doing his storyteller thing. And it's just great history to see it borne out. And his songs just to speak to that time. They really, it's a very evocative thing. It's almost emotional when you hear what these folks did and what they did through. Why is that storytelling event and the other ones a perfect fit for SRI in the future at the Albright Center?
Well, it's a great way to kick off the Albright Center because it's new, right? It's getting renovated and will be in an area that's been renovated already. And it's to celebrate this area. It's to celebrate Sunbury and the region because we've got a lot here. And I know this because I have people visit from all over the world and they fall in love with Sunbury. I've been doing TikToks now from Sunbury and there's a huge number of people who are like, we need to check out this place. So what's happening with Van coming is it is the celebration of the history, the natural beauty of this area. And he's funny, too, which I appreciate that. He's also bringing a very important artifact. He's bringing a hand-forged auger. I think that's how you pronounce it, A-U-G-E-R. It's a tool. I had to look it up. And it was used to build the last raft that came down the Susquehanna River through Sunbury back in 1938. So he's going to have that with him and tell stories about that. So for the history buffs, They're going to like it. It's a great program for children and for adults. There's going to be, it's free entry. There's going to be light refreshments, and you can bring your own bottle of whatever you like, as long as you have an ID to show.
All right. Well, fantastic. All right. That's this Sunday. Future storytelling events at Sunbury?
Yeah, there are going to be future storytelling events next in March. There's going to be one on the Saturday, the 26th, I believe it is. Singer-songwriter Lindsay's going to be there, and it's going to be a great event where she's going to be, you know, telling stories again, but she's also a visual artist, so some of that will come in as well. So that will be the end of the series, and it's been funded through a grant from the Northumberland and Sunbury Community Foundation. So we're really grateful that they were able to provide that for us.
Well, fantastic. Okay, other ones on your schedule, if you happen to have them? Well, suffice to say that there are going to be other ones. So each time one is on, we'll either feature the artist or you, or just make sure that folks know that SRI's had a quieter time in their immediate past, but lots of folks now pulling on it.
Things are really coming together. Yeah, so it's Lindy Lloyd that will be there on Saturday, March 26th, and she is also local to the area. And I love how she brings the visuals along with the songs. And there's going to be a really fun event, an Irish hoolie. It's going to be tasting of whiskeys and various things like that. And that's happening, too. You should definitely just go to the Sunbury Revitalization website. And, you know, this is the perfect time to become a volunteer, a member. But that the hoolie is going to be on March 4th. And that's going to be a great event as well.
All right, so SRIPA.org is a great place to go. Sunbury Revitalization Incorporated.org, the place to go for their full schedule. And they got all kinds of things going on. And they want folks to start to think about the Albright Center as a go-to place for events and activities. In what way do you want Sunburyans and folks in the region to start to pull for SRI and the things that are in Sunbury?
Well, we offer something that almost no other town has. We're incredibly walkable and bikeable. You can walk to most things anywhere. So events that we have here, it's not just like the event, but there's so much you can experience in the town. Like you said, the restaurants have been growing, but also there's all these interesting shopping venues that are now available, various specialty shops and thrift shops. The farmers market is just doing really well with bakeries. We have three bakeries now in town. So if you like donuts or croissants, it's really becoming a special place. And I know this summer is going to be extra special because there are some surprise events coming up that I'm not yet ready to talk about.
Oh, okay. So, well, I was going to try to beat it out of you, but I guess we'll have to wait and see. And the banners will continue, the veterans banners and sort of the things we're used to. I know Sunbury business banners are going up as well.
That's right. There's business banners that are up and going up that just sort of celebrating the business. We really want to promote the local businesses and do whatever we can to get people into that downtown area in particular and to see that this is a place, you know, where families can go. There's activities to do, and again, great food. I've been on my own personal sandwich stroll, going to all the different sandwich shops once a week. I've been to Pop Snyder's, Little Addie's, and then I'm going to go to the Bingo and Diner place today.
There's no cardiologist on Market Street, which is you're going to need here in the year ahead if you don't stop all this. Well, of course, you're doing a lot of walking. I see you're walking everywhere in town. I guess you have a vehicle, but I never see you driving.
No, I got rid of it.
Got rid of it. Okay.
And walk.
I thought so. All right. Well, fantastic. What else do you want to tell us? We have just a moment or two left, but, man, you got an open mic, and I want you to come back in a month with another update and come back in a month and just keep us informed.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff going on. I mean, I can talk about myself forever, but I won't because I'm here to talk about Sunbury. But the one thing I want to say about Sunbury is I know that back in the day, for people who grew up here, they have an image of it, which, you know, there were stores, there were, you know, theaters. And I think people are sad that it's not like it used to be. This is the truth of towns all over the United States. And I fear that sometimes people, the only place they travel to is the past. But if you get outside of the region and people who have left, they come back. They long for this place because it's got so much here, and it's time to, I think, see it with some fresh eyes and see what's what's happening and what the potential is, because things are on the rise here, and I'm just grateful to be here at this time.
Yeah, so well said. Well, we're certainly blessed to have you at all and to have you back. And I know you're working on your podcast, so let's arrange a second meeting coming up in the weeks or months ahead, because I know you're working on 100 things. This is what happens. I call it ADHD. I don't know if it's medicinal or not, but you just do a super job in so many things.
I drink a lot of coffee.
Is that what it is? Okay, well, fantastic. That's the last thing you need. So, all right. Well, thank you so much, Peterson. Thanks for all you're doing.
Thanks for having me on.
Peterson Toscano. Are just a real advocate for Sunbury in Sunbury, and a globally known podcaster and biblical scholar and gay rights conversationalist and activist and active advocate and speaker. And so we'll talk about some of those projects coming up next time we get to talk to Peterson Toscano.